Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Time to talk a little college football and NFL with the former head coach of the Jets and the Chiefs. Also played in the NFL from 1977 to 1986 and now is returning to the sidelines as the head coach at Arizona State, and that's Herm Edwards. Herm, appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations. And I saw that you're golfing at Lake Tahoe. You're a 2,000-to-1 long shot to win the tournament. How you've been hitting them?
That's why I'm 2,001.
So the 50 bucks I put on you, the 50 bucks I put on you, I guess I'm not going to get it back.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry. I'm up to pay that to you. I'm probably not going to win, so that's okay. But I'm having a lot of fun, and I think that the guys that have played in this numerous years, and I've been fortunate that I played in this thing about a dozen years now, the charity and the money that is raised from the American Century, it's cancer research. And so I think that's big. We know that. We're trying to find a cure. And it's just a heck of an event to be involved in.
It's great stuff. I saw a video, actually, of you and Robbie Gold, and Robbie Gold was doing some trick shots. That was some impressive stuff he was doing, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Robbie, I go way back with him. He's a talented guy, and he's a good golfer, too. I mean, he really, really is. And, you know, you got every range of golfer here, from the ones that are really, really serious and the ones that are just having a good time, and a lot of celebrities, a lot of athletes, former athletes, some guys still playing. A big connection. It's like a family. You know, we kind of look forward to this every year at this time.
Who's really stood out to you? Who's the guy that you said, wow, this guy's a really good golfer, a few of them? Give me them.
You know who has really, really picked up the game in a short time is Patrick Peterson.
Wow.
That surprised me. You know, he hasn't played golf that many years, maybe 3 or 4 years. He has become a really, really good golfer. And that doesn't surprise me. When you know the guy and the kind of athlete he is, he's got great hands, and that shows up in his golf swing, and especially in his touch around the green, but hitting the ball and all those things. I can remember when he first came out and hadn't played, and you know, 4 years have gone past, and just watching him play now, it's an outstanding game. Watch him.
Talking to Herm Edwards right now, the head coach at Arizona State on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I remember talking to you right when you got the job, and you were very excited for it to get back onto the sidelines. How would you describe so far what it's been like returning to the college game?
Oh, it's been everything I expected in far as the young man that I'm obviously trying to coach, and the energy that they have, and just you know the work that needs to be done as far as building a team in college football is done a little bit different, obviously, than in pro football, where it's free agency and it's the draft. I mean, now it's recruiting, and that becomes a big part of what you do. 70% of the year is probably spent on recruiting. I mean, we're talking about 2020 kids already that we're looking at. So it's quite an ordeal, but I'm all in. I've had a lot of fun. I've got great staff. Maybe one of the best things I was able to do is to hire a great staff, but also hire Al Luganville. Al Luganville was involved in that Under Armour All-American game, the one that I coached the last 7 or 8 years. And so he has a fine eye. He's hooked into the college athletes and really to the high school athletes. And that's what the key is, you know, where you find these guys. So we've really developed the DNA on the type of players we want to go after, and couldn't have done that at all without Al's help.
If I was a recruit, just sell me on why I should come play for Arizona State and what a Herm Edwards team is going to look like coming up in the fall.
Well, you know, it's not so much a sale. Is it a fit? Is it a fit for the athlete on what he's trying to accomplish? Is he really trying to be a student athlete? Does he want to come to a place that if he has the talent, he's going to be in a pro system as far as how we coach, how we practice? The demands that need to be met by him, he's going to have to be an accountable guy, you know, in the classroom as well as on the football field. And I think most families, especially the parents, they would like to see their children leave there with a degree. And that's very, very critical because, as you know, 2% of all the college athletes are going to be professional football players. Now, with that being said, obviously, if they have that type of talent, we're going to make sure it's not getting wasted, especially at our university.
You know, patience with fans is very thin. When you look at your team for this year, a lot of people, they'll expect instant success whenever you bring in a new head coach, no matter what you think of your team or not. How would you determine this year to be a success? What are the goals for your team this upcoming year?
Win the Pac-12 championship. That's what I said when I took the job. So I don't know what else to tell you. Just other than that.
How are you guys going to do that?
You got to win games. Starts with the first one. Last time I checked.
I know you've been around this game for a long time, but you haven't been a head coach in a while, and you've been away from the college game for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a little bit nervous maybe before the first game, just since it's been such a long time since you've been on the sidelines?
No. It's my life. I've been involved in football for 30 years. So I just think that when you've played it, when you've coached it, you know what it feels like. That's the reason I'm back. I missed it. You know, when you've been fortunate enough that I have, and you can say that a 30-year span as a coach and a player in the National Football League, that's not even counting the 3 years I coached in college. You know, I've had a marvelous life. And if I can help football to become better and help these young players to become better men through football, then I've done my work. And that's my task. And so it's nothing new. I mean, you don't forget football. You don't forget what it feels like. You've done that your whole life. It's not like, I was sitting in a booth and didn't watch football. I mean, that's all I did for the last 7-8 years at ESPN. You know, you analyze football, and you analyze college football. Why? Because college football are the guys that are going to the pros, and where do you get those guys from? They come out of high school. So when you're a football guy, you never stop learning football. You're always in that bubble. Maybe they don't see you on the sideline because you're behind the camera, but your mind is always that way. I mean, I've visited more college campuses than you could imagine when I was working for ESPN.
How do you adapt and change? Because it's different from when the last time you were coaching college football with what it is now.
Change as far as what? The way they play the game?
Well, no, in terms of connecting with these kids, because I would have to think the college athlete.
You think I can't connect the kids?
No, I think you can. And that's a big reason why I think you took the job. But it's different than what it is in years past, because now everyone's on Twitter, social media, and they're thinking about themselves.
Well, yeah, and you know what? You want selfish players. But the problem is, when they become team, that's when they win. And that's what you got to convince them of. You want guys that want to be in the spotlight. You want guys that want to, you know, they want the ball or whatever. You want guys like that. In the confines of what we want to do team-wise, that's great. You want those kind of guys. There's personalities on every football team. That's what I love about it. It's about shaping personalities. And for the common good of the team, we understand we all got to be together, because if we're not, we're not going to win. It doesn't matter how much talent you have. If we're not all pulling the same way, it's very difficult to win.
I'll tell you this, something I really loved when you were at ESPN was when they have you do the speeches and speak to people for a minute. When you had your first team meeting back in December, what was that like? How'd the kids respond to your energy that you bring that's definitely clearly an exuberant voice now at Arizona State?
Well, I think they knew me through television. Now, some of these kids obviously played for me in the Under Armour All-American. But I think when I stood before them, they kind of—they hadn't heard it live per se for the most part. But I think they anticipated what I was going to say. And the first thing I told them, to be quite honest, is really simple: I'm not here to change anyone's personality. I want you to have personalities. I said, by the way, your head coach has a personality. I said, but as long as it doesn't affect the football team or this university, you will be held accountable. There'll be a line that you can never cross, and when you come close to the line, I'll let you know. And then from there, it's a matter of this. And this is on the back of all of our players' shirts when they work out. There's one quote we have on the back: words and actions. Did it match up? They got to match up every day. Because your head coach's words and actions will match up. And you just got to match up as a player. And that teammate of yours, when it's not matching up, you got to call him out.
Talking to Herm Edwards right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Herm, of course, has returned to Arizona State. Let's get into a little bit of the NFL. The biggest story this past week has been LeSean McCoy, and we're still waiting to get more of the facts in this situation. If you were the head coach of the Bills and a part of that team, you know, whether it was a GM or an owner, how would you be addressing this situation with LeSean McCoy as people are still trying to gather facts?
Well, you're right. Just get the facts first, and that's what you got to have to do. And between you and the GM and the ownership as well, you're going to have a conversation. Then you have to talk to LeSean and find out what exactly happened. Because as we know, the one thing we do know, when you get information, whether it be correct or not correct, if someone added it on to the story, you want to make sure you get the facts right. Because this is, you know, this is something that, you know, people are not inside your organization, outside your organization, you know, all of a sudden they're trying to determine what you should do without gathering the facts. So I think you got to get the facts first. You got to call the player in for sure. Because that's where it starts. It starts with him and how did this even transpire and why are you in this situation? So I think that has to be, you know, rectified before you can do anything.
Herm, if he's found to have any part in this attack that did occur, would you be okay with keeping him on your football team? Because some guys survive these types of situations and some guys don't.
Well, I just think, you know, every coach does it a little bit different. I think what I've done in the past, it stands to be looked at. When I had players that found their way in a bad situation, I never had to, what I should say, cut a guy. But there were some guys that didn't meet up to the conduct policy. They didn't play. This situation is much different. And for me to sit here, you know, in Tahoe to say, hey, this is what I would do, that's not fair to the player. Not fair to me either, because I don't really know all of it. But I know this, if it's to the point to where you feel like this has gone a little bit too far, then you got to do what's right for the organization. Because here's the problem you have as a coach. You know, when you get into those areas, the players are waiting for the coach to say something. And from that day forward, you're going to be held accountable to how you punish the player or discipline that player. And you better make sure you do it right, because you only got one chance to do it right.
When you look at your job right now in college, how do you stress that to your players to not only try to be the best football player you could be, but then be the best human you could be off the field?
Well, I think this is, you know, when you have young players like this, there's, you know, 18, 19 years old, their problem is, and not the problem that I had when I was growing up, there was no social media. And social media becomes your resume on the field and off the field. And everything you decide to do, if it brings a bad light to the university as well as your last name, we got a problem. And there's consequences. So I think they're well aware of it. What I've always done in the past, especially before the season starts, and then also in the summer when the coaches go away, I've always taken clips of incidents that have happened the previous year and shown them to the players. And say, look, this is a reminder. You don't want to find yourself in this situation, because nothing good is going to come of it.
Wrapping up with Herm Edwards, who joins us right now. Coach, also Ben McAdoo, he made some comments this past week of his former team. He picked them to win the division, but he was very critical of Eric Flowers, his former offensive tackle, critical of some of the teams that he used to go up against in the NFC East. I'm just wondering, since you've been in that situation where you had to leave a team like the Jets and the Chiefs, and I'm sure media members have contacted you trying to talk about your old team, how did you approach those situations? Because McAdoo has got some support for his honesty, but also has got some backlash for the criticism.
Well, I just think you have to be who you are. And as long as you're consistent, players appreciate that, and I think people appreciate that. I mean, you just got to be consistent in life. And, you know, everyone has a way of showing who they are. And I just think your credibility is all you have. And as long as you're credible, you might say some things that rub people the wrong way, but as long as you're consistent, people expect it. And I think that's all you can do.
Last one for you, because it's this time of the year where everyone's giving early Super Bowl predictions. I saw Tony Romo was on the other day at the golf tournament, and he was picking his Super Bowl pick of the Jaguars and the Packers. If I had to put you on the hot seat right now, Coach, give me a little bit of a thought on who comes out of the NFC and the AFC to match up in the Super Bowl.
And now, here's what you're going to find out about me. When I took that job in December,
you were done with predictions?
I'm looking at the 2020 high school kids right now. I don't have to worry about that NFL mess no more. I got to get me some more players, man. You kidding me?
Well, then let me just follow up with you on this. Sure. A team that's near and dear to your heart, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Coach Peterson's up here. Yeah, I gave him a big hug and told him congratulations. Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, you know, they win it with the backup quarterback, which was great. I thought Coach and those guys did a fantastic job. They got a lot of returning players. And, you know, you always say this, and this is what happens, you know, and just in sports in general, not just the Eagles, but any team that's been successful and has won a world championship, how do you deal with winning now? You know, because that's the problem. I mean, how do you deal with three guys had a radio show before you guys won the Super Bowl, but not 10 guys had one? How do you deal with everyone patting you on your back? You know, there was a lot of work done by this football team before they won a Super Bowl. Are you still willing to do that work? The helmets don't win the games. It's the work that is put in on the offseason, during training camp. All of those things win football games. And so I think that's what Coach is probably telling his football team. You know, we accomplished something very, very good, but that doesn't give us the right to think we're going back. Because now all of a sudden, we got the bullseye on our back. Everybody wants to beat us in that division. Because it's a fair – you know, it's kind of ironic. I think every team now in that division has won a Super Bowl. Which is pretty good.
Well, Coach, you're the best. We wish you continued success at Arizona State. We're really looking forward to seeing your football team play some games this year. And also try to win me back that $50 tomorrow, right?
I'll do the best I can, my friend. If not, I owe you.
Thanks, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.